We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Donnell Davis and Remnant. Darnell, how are you?
I'm good.
Look like everything's moving forward, huh?
Yeah, moving forward. That's what's up.
Listen, tell us about moving forward, because I think it is a very special project. And we're going to talk about several songs that I like, and maybe we'll talk about some songs that you like. But first of all, how was it making Moving Forward?
Making Moving Forward was fun. The whole thing around making Moving theme of Moving Forward, it just came from, I really felt like it was just a seasonal word. Like, it's like a very timely word. Time to like cut some relationships and move forward. Time to, you know, step out of the comfort zone and move forward. Just kind of press toward the mark for the prize of, a higher calling which is in Christ Jesus. So that's where the song is based off of, out of that scripture. But pressing forward, moving forward, and not allowing the past to keep you in the past, but, you know, it was what it was, and now it's time for you to move forward into your future. So that's kind of where that whole theme of everything came from.
Why is it hard for us Christians and hard for anyone to move forward?
I think we get comfortable. We get comfortable where we are. You know, if you say, like, in ministry, I know many people in ministry who are like, you know, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to step up and, you know, have to deliver, you know, the word or whatever position God moves them in, you know, as far as in ministry. Like, there are some people that are just respectful, that get comfortable where they are. So when you're comfortable, it becomes challenging to step forward, especially when you've been in your comfort zone for so long. It becomes challenging.
You're on a new label, RCA. How challenging was it to get RCA to take a look at you?
Well, my manager actually reached out to a number of labels, and RCA, at the time, A&R, Stanley Brown, at the time, he, you know, kind of was like, man, he was really interested, and we began discussion, and he flew out here to Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is where we based out of. And he came here and saw the group and was like, it's a done deal. We got to make this happen. You know, I love the ministry. I love what you all are doing. And it's RCA now, but before they were Verity, you know, I've had a connection with them before, because I also was the writer and producer for a choir back in the day called Excelsior, which was signed to Verity. So I had some relationship with them. So that's kind of how that happened.
Oh, good, good. Let's talk about some songs in Moving Forward. A song I like, I Live to Worship You. Tell us about that song.
It's, you know, worship song. It's a worship song that really speaks about worship. A lot of times we think worship is a slow song in church. And we worship God with our lives. We were created to worship Him with our all, you know, total surrender. It's complete, whole, all of us is what I'm trying to say, should be to Him. So when you sing the song, I Live to Worship You, and I was created, meaning I acknowledge and understand that I was created to worship You.
I noticed by listening to your effort, you have I Live to Worship You, and then you follow with So in Love with You, which I think is a very beautiful song. did you put it together like that?
we put it together like that, but it wasn't intentional. It just happened to, it kind of seemed like this is what needs to go right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you look back at it, it was like, oh, okay. You know, I live to worship You, and not only that, but I'm so in love with You. And, you know, it's just a love song to the Lord, just telling Him how much we love Him and, you know, giving adoration to Him for Him just being God, you know.
moving forward, when I listen to the song Moving Forward, I close my eyes and I thought I heard a Donald Lawrence kind of feel on that song. I don't know, but what I'm saying is that's the first thing I thought of, and I think you did a great job on that song Moving Forward. Was there any kind of influence doing that song?
Well, you know, Donald Lawrence is, he's been an influence to me as far as writing and production goes. You know, he's been influence, but not only that, not only him, but Kurt Franklin, Walter Hawkins, Thomas Whitfield, Andre Crouch, Marvin Winans. These are like some people with writing and all that because they have longevity in their writing. So that's the thing that I like. So when Moving Forward was, it kind of has a, you could say it has a Donald Lawrence feel to it. But, you know, I like for it to hit hard, you know. And so at the end, you know, when they say that, I'm, you know, moving forward, you know, it's got the line that the band is playing. So it's kind of aggressive to kind of sell the point, like move forward, you know.
Hey,